has a frame house, has a front porch, a living room, dining room, kitchen, a back porch, a bathroom, the back of the house, a bedroom for the boys, another bedroom adjoins that, and another bathroom, and another bedroom, and that's about that.
Is it one story?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know when the house was built?
I'm not sure. I would imagine around probably the 1930s, mm-hmm. something like that.
Was it built by your family?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My grandfather on my mother's side.
So have you always lived in this house?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Anything else about the house that you'd like to mention?
No, it's unremarkable.
Okay. Well, what's your full name to begin with?
You want my middle name too?
Yes.
Marvin Winslet.
How do you spell that, the middle name?
W-I-N-S-L-E-T-T.
Okay. And your address? Is that one word? Street or anything?
Mm-hmm. Street.
Okay. And the community?
Troy.
And the county?
Pike.
And the state?
Alabama.
And were you born there?
In Troy, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you've always lived in the same, you said you'd always lived in that house?
Mm-hmm. Sure, yeah.
Okay. Your age is?
28.
And your occupation?
Student, I guess. Quotation mark.
Yes, I understand that. And your religion?
Methodist.
Okay. Well, tell me about your education.
Well, I went to elementary school in Troy. I guess the thing was called Troy Elementary School. And then to Troy.
What grades was that?
1 through 6.
Mm-hmm.
And Troy Junior High School was 7th through 9th. And Charles Henderson High School, 10th through 12th.
Who's Charles Henderson?
He used to be a governor of Alabama.
Oh.
He's a native of Pike County. Left a bunch of money.
Mm-hmm.
They built that high school off the interest, I think, that the money accumulated.
Mm-hmm.
But it's being diverted to other projects now, hospitals and that sort of thing.
Oh. And then what beyond high school?
Well, I went to Troy State my first 2 years, freshman and sophomore, then transferred to the University of Alabama and graduated in 1972, BA in English, then hung around for an MA in English at Alabama too.
How long did that take you?
The MA?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. About 2 years' work.
Mm.
And, of course, transferred here to... I took some courses beyond MA at Alabama. Mm. I was really in their PhD program, I guess, and then, of course, transferred to Emory. Mm. And that's where I am now.
And what state are you in terms of your PhD program, rather than...
Total confusion.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. How far along are you and so forth?
I don't know. I have yet to get that worked out. It depends on what they honor from Alabama and all that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I still have, I think Dr. Rushi suggested, you know, 2 years of coursework, so if I've mm-hmm. got another year staring me in the face, I suppose.
Okay. Were you specializing in linguistics when you were working on your master's?
No. It would really be suicidal to specialize in anything on that level because the comprehensive exam, you know, you're responsible for everything. Knowing something about all of English and American literature plus language.